Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So yesterday, the Florida Supreme Court upheld the state's dangerous abortion ban, putting desperately needed medical care further out of reach for millions of women. What's worse, this ruling is also expected to trigger Governor DeSantis's even more extreme ban that would prevent women from accessing care before many even know they are pregnant.
And how dare the Florida State Supreme Court, you know, follow the law and stuff. Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, I told you earlier, I haven't watched a White House press conference in a while. There are some things I try not to watch, frankly, because I know they bring out the worst in me. And the White House press conference is one of those things. It really is. It's like watching a Trump rally or the Biden speech, unfortunately, it sometimes is my job to cover these things because it just brings out the snarky, mean, nitpicker, critical side of me. But here goes. Here goes. I couldn't help myself yesterday. We haven't had local meetings in like 2 weeks, and I need a hit, man. You know, give me something to talk about. No, there's all kinds of stuff always to talk about. But, you know, if you wonder why I haven't been covering the Santa Rosa County Commissioner, the Escambia County Commissioner, the City Council of Pensacola, because there's been no meetings. 2 weeks. Spring break. Bring back the meetings. Anyway, back to Corinne Jean-Pierre.
We will continue to stand with the vast majority of Americans who support a woman's right to choose. President Biden and Vice President Harris will continue to work to protect reproductive freedom and call on Congress to pass a law restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade.
And you might wonder, you know, well, Andrew, why are you playing this exactly? It's that first part. Now, I mean, it's the White House press secretary. It's news in and of itself, and that she's talking about Florida is news in and of itself. But do you catch that first part she said right in that last clip?
We will continue to stand with the vast majority of Americans who support a woman's right to choose.
All right, so I taught logic and ethics for 10 years, so I'm not an expert necessarily, but I know a fair bit, you know, a little bit more than maybe the average person about how to spot logical fallacies, and especially when they relate to things like this. And her argument, if you had to unpack it, would say, hey, we stand with the majority because majorities are right. Right? That's what she's saying. She's pandering to a value. She's claiming philosophical justification for their belief about abortion being readily available to women in the United States and therefore places that limit it, like Florida or Louisiana or Georgia, or places that facilitate the limitation of it by appropriate application of the law, like the United States Supreme Court or the Florida State Supreme Court. These are places that are fostering evil because they're going against the will of the people. Okay. It's fine as far as it goes. What's the problem with that argument? Well, Corinne Jean-Pierre and the White House don't actually believe that majority makes right. They know that. They're saying that because it's a convenient add-on to their pre-existing support for readily available abortion access. And by the way, you could pick a lot of different topics, but one of the more common talking points over the last couple of years dealing with this issue has been the will of the American people. The American people want, the majority wants, right? Because polling indicates that, you know, some majority of Americans are aggregate pro-abortion or pro-choice. And let's say they are. So what? Truth is not defined by a majority vote. Oh, we might make policy based on a majority vote, but that doesn't make it true. And the White House knows this. Corinne Jean-Pierre knows this. Now, they don't want to think about it. They're not interested in logical rigor. They're interested in trying to make a point that panders to people's irrationality. Come on, how can you be against abortion? The majority of Americans support it. Don't get on us, get on Florida. Florida's in the wrong because not a majority views it their way. Okay, so just as obvious examples, what are some things that Americans, let's say in history, have believed by a fairly large majority that people thought then in a minority or think today in the majority were wrong? You know, the majority of Americans for an awful long time didn't think that women should vote. Were they right because they were the majority? The majority of Americans for a long time thought that gay relationships were wrong, even criminal, and the gay marriage wasn't real marriage. It's unclear where the majority stands on that today, but clearly, historically, a majority thought that, right? You might even say that a majority of Americans were pro-slavery or at least pro-choice about slavery. I mean, we did have it for an awful long time, you know? Majority of Americans believe that people who didn't own property shouldn't vote or that women should be subservient to men. You know, even today, maybe you would say the majority of Americans believe that prayer in the Bible should be in schools. And even if it's not a majority, certainly at one time in the past, it was a majority, massive majority. Majority of Americans might believe that voters should show ID or that spanking your kids is a good thing or that capital punishment is right. I think most of those views are views that Corinne Jean-Pierre, if you could, you know, corner her over a coffee and ask her sincerely, do you believe that the majority was right in those cases? Well, no, obviously the majority was wrong. Okay, so do you think that the majority opinion is that definition and source of validation for some proposition being true? Well, she knows that. She knows this is an absurd thing to say. But you say absurd things when nobody is around you saying, hey, that's absurd, don't say that. Saying that the majority of people believe in abortion rights is irrelevant to whether abortion itself is a good or a bad thing. And you only say that when you're not serious because you know that people who don't think this through will say that. I mean, what are we always saying about ethics? Stand up for what you believe. Go against the crowd. If you're sure you're right, be loud about it. That's a very Democrat party, big D Democrat party thing to say, right? If the majority thinks that Muslims are all dangerous, do we round them up? Or if they're Japanese in 1942? No. Individual rights have value. It's wrong, even if the majority thinks so. There's literally no intellectual domain where we think that popularity and truth are the same thing. And certainly not ethics. So beware people, and this is a lot of people, who will use terrible arguments that even they know are wrong in support of an idea that they want you to buy into. 618 on News Radio 92.3. And I have the great naivete of believing that if I had just a few moments to sit down with Corinne Jean-Pierre and explain this to her, she'd be like, yeah, that was dumb of me. I hope. I'm always optimistic. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing any major slowdowns out there. We do have one accident to tell you about. This is going to be on Highway 98 eastbound, getting through Tiger Point. Looks like this is right at the intersection of 98 and Tiger Point Boulevard. Have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. Not seeing a major slowdown yet, but as the morning moves through, it might get a little congested in that area. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff through in Molino through Cantonment. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. Let's see here. 9 Mile is accident-free, and Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got an import, you've got a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Lexus, a BMW, Audi, whatever. If you've got a car like that, you think, man, I got to take that to the dealership. They're the only ones who know how to work on it. Not true. Lots of other people know how to work on it, including Bobby Likas Auto Service. And it's more convenient because it's right here on Davis Highway. You don't have to drive to wherever. Even if it's in town, you know, might be farther away, might be less convenient. But if it's far away, like Destin or Mobile, certainly you get that. Plus, you know, gas, time, and cost, right? A lot of times you pay more to go to the dealership. And they might make you think you got to come to us. Well, you don't. You know, by law, actually, you're allowed to go anywhere. to keep that vehicle maintained. And, of course, Bobby Likas, they work on, you know, regular domestic-made cars, too. They work on diesel engines, big trucks. If you got a problem with them, they take it to them. They work on gas engines, you know, whatever, okay? Anything that runs on wheels, they will take care of it. Their philosophy is kind of embodied in their website name, carclinicservice.com, which is like a healthcare clinic for your car. Like, you take your body to the doctor and you take your complex mechanical system, your body, your car, to somebody who's going to take care of it and prevent the big bad things from happening. That's the idea. See them a little bit more regularly in order to see them less catastrophically. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes I wish I could boldly go where no man's gone before. But I'll probably stay in Aurora.
I have to share this because it made me laugh. It made Jake laugh, and I hope it makes you laugh. But I will warn you, if you have kids in the car and you want to have them not hear me use a mild swear word, then maybe for 20 seconds or so, you just turn the volume down, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready? A friend of mine posted this on Facebook, and it just made me laugh. It says, in the body of Christ, don't be the ass. I don't know, it just made me laugh. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Informative, local, ridiculous. David Wayne is in the news. Did I make you laugh, David?
How do I follow this, huh?
It caught me so sideways, it made me laugh. And I snorted a little bit. Anyway, go ahead, David. What's going on in the newsroom?
Well, a second temporary channel is now open in the Baltimore Harbor so essential vessels can access the port after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Westmore called that an important milestone. Of course, a smaller passageway opened earlier this week. Another round of presidential primaries have come and gone, although largely symbolic. Voters in Wisconsin, Connecticut, New York, and Rhode Island all cast ballots on Tuesday, and President Biden and former President Trump won each state there. And NFL star Rashee Rice is admitting he was involved in a Texas car crash over the weekend. TMZ Sports says that Rice was driving a Lamborghini that was involved in a crash that injured several people on the Dallas highway. A lawyer for the rental car company that owns the Lamborghini said Rice sent a text message shortly after the wreck acknowledging he was involved and promising he would pay for the car.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we're looking great on our roadways. I'm not seeing any accidents now reported by FHP. Looking at the congestion maps here, I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is now clear. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield, and it looks like 9 Mile is accident-free. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you'd love to have that beautiful green lawn come summertime, June, July, well, guess what? You cannot start that process in June or July. You start that process now. The idea is to get ahead of it. You have NSET come out and look at your lawn, do a lawn sample, and you know, figure out what the unique needs of your soil and your particular lawn are, and then they'll come out with 8 annual applications timed, program targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. You get started with that free lawn analysis and an estimate, and you get nutrient applications with each standard service, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf-damaging insect control, and fungicide applications. And, of course, you know, they also take care of pests, because where do pests come from? Your lawn, you know. I mean, that's all kind of connected. They can do all of that stuff for you. Sign up today. Get your
You could have just rolled right past it, but
no, it's funny.
You had to go back. Look, highlighted.
It's 4 hours of live radio. I'm gonna gaff. It happens. Okay, sign up today and get your first. Anyway, sign up today. Get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program that includes your initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average size yard. You find out more at nsec.net. What was that advice about? If you're in the body of Christ, don't be okay. So. And maybe that's me just because for entertainment value. That's fine. Had a couple of texts in here wanted to talk about. One, somebody said, good morning, Andrew. Just listening to you as talking about the cringe on Pierre and her silly notion that, you know, they're right because the majority of the American people side with them, which they never believe in so many other contexts. I mean, like every piece of what you might call progress, what they would call progress, every change in policy, right? Every single one begins as a small group of people or one person dissenting from the majority, right? I mean, everything that we change to, that we celebrate as progress, is a small group of people dissenting from the will of the majority and saying we ought to make this better. And here are the reasons why. Here are the core principles you say you believe in, and that's why we ought to change to that thing. So it's just, I mean, it's nutty. Anyway, this person writes, I have to disagree with you a little bit. I don't believe you could ever tell a Democrat the truth and get them to change their mind about certain issues such as abortion. It completely goes against their narrative of herding the sheep to the slaughter. First, have more faith in people than that. Have more faith in the power of reason than that. It's certainly true that there are some on both sides who cannot be persuaded through reason, but the whole point of engaging in the project of using reason and argument and evidence and analogy is precisely because people can be persuaded. And if you didn't think they could be, then you don't use reason and argument and persuasion. You just, you know, I don't know, use force, because what else is there? That's why I get along a lot better with people who are sort of willing to listen to ideas and consider them, even if they disagree with me, than I am with people who are just kind of irrationally on my side. Because, I mean, what do we really have to talk about? Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. I mean, you know, people who will think through the implications of their beliefs, try to form a coherent set of beliefs, try to pay attention to when people disagree with you and what they say and why they say it, and is that exposing a weakness in what I believe? And should I learn from that? And should I tailor or change my beliefs because of something they've pointed out? I mean, that's the project of thinking. That's the project of reason and language and humaning, you know? That's good stuff. And yeah, I know a lot of times it doesn't work. And by the way, this is a much longer conversation about a pretty important philosophical topic, but there's this old expression that a person persuaded against his will is of the same opinion still. And it's kind of a truism, tritism in sales. But it applies to cognitive processes, too. Most people don't form their beliefs from reasoning. Therefore, it is very difficult to persuade them to change those beliefs through reasoning. They form their beliefs through, you know, programming and habit and maybe experience or whatever. Reasoning is a very weak mechanism for most people. It doesn't make it a zero mechanism. It doesn't make it a nothing. Just understand that you persuade somebody and they change their mind, and then you find them a week later saying, well, you know, it takes time. You might have to repeat that reason again and again and again, maybe 100 times. Maybe they still never buy it in the end. But reasoning, like everything else, is a tactic for persuading people. Don't give up on it so easily.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power in Kentucky after multiple EF1 tornadoes tore through Louisville.
It did skip down there on Hahn Ridge Road. This is very typical. A lot of roof damage, a lot of tree damage, twisting and turning of the debris.
That's John Gordon with the National Weather Service. Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency. At least 9 people are dead, more than 700 people injured in an earthquake in Taiwan. This while its military is keeping a close eye on China and its military planes flying above the island.
Those Chinese aircraft are not there to deliver aid to Taiwan, of course, after the earthquake. China's been ramping up these large-scale simulated attacks on the self-governed island democracy since 2020 and after Nancy Pelosi's visit 2 years ago.
That is Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The provocation coming as President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke about keeping peace in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 67, cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. The Pensacola man accused of murdering a man in Daphne last weekend is now in custody. Joseph Gurley was arrested in Washington County, Alabama. He's accused of fatally shooting Matt Bonnell in Abedin Park Apartments on Sunday. Investigators say Gurley had a lengthy rap sheet, including several felony convictions in Mobile County and 2 felony no contest pleas in Florida. He'd just been released from the Escambia County Jail on March 20th after violating probation in January. Pensacola city leaders say they're aiming to open the first phase of the Bruce Beach Park later this month. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the current goal is Saturday, April 20th.
When I say shooting for, the variation of that would be weather-related or Portland Blue installation related. So if our fallback would be the 27th.
And crews are currently working on installing the Portland Blue bathroom, and that'll culminate the $6.3 million Phase 1 project. In addition to the children's playground, Phase 1 also features shade structures, a public lawn area, and the bridge that'll connect the park to Community Maritime Park. Phase 2 should also be completed later this year. Well, with the recreational pot initiative on the ballot for Florida voters this November, advocates say messaging is going to be important so consumers are well aware of all the laws and rules governing its use.
Driving under the influence of any controlled substance is illegal right now in the state of Florida, as is illegal in all 50 states, and it's going to remain just as illegal going forward.
That's Paul Armentano. He's the deputy director of Normal, and if adult pot use becomes legal in Florida, as it currently is in 24 other states, consumers would need more information, he says, to make responsible choices. The city of Pensacola starting the process of notification and support for citizens and employees after the ransomware attack. They say there's still no confirmation of specific data that's been compromised, but the city says they have determined a breach is possible. So in order to remain proactive, they'll be starting a process of extending credit monitoring services, a toll-free helpline, and sending out USPS mail notifications. More information on those services is expected to be released in the next several days. The Escambia School District says that all middle and high school students now can be randomly screened for weapons, vape devices, and other banned items. That's thanks to the new open gate detectors that the school district purchased in October.
What we're also doing is we're taking proactive measures that if there's threats, if there's social media chatter, if there's any conversation that there's concerns about a specific day, any concerns that, hey, something may go on and we need to increase our security posture at a school, this is something we can deploy additional units, additional staff, working with law enforcement to screen more students as they come in.
That's Kyle Kinzer, Director of Protection Services. He says the random screenings will be done at school board meetings and athletic events, and they can do that thanks to how mobile those sensors are. And Over 200 Americans are now out of Haiti, thanks to Florida officials. Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday the Division of Emergency Management has worked to bring 220 Americans that were in Haiti to Florida. The first rescue flight was 2 weeks ago today. The governor said when Floridians and other Americans are in need, the state of Florida acts. He says even when the federal government doesn't, Florida will always step up. 6:35 right now at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Not seeing anything on our roadways to report. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98, westbound getting through Tiger Point and eastbound getting out of Navarre past the Walmart, but really not bad for this time of morning. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking good. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Looks like Cervantes is good through the curve on Scenic. Summit Boulevard not showing any accidents. Bayfront Parkway is clear, and Avalon Boulevard is good through to Garcon Point Bridge. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Clouds are going to be clearing out through the morning hours. Beautiful afternoon. Temperatures near 72 degrees with breezy winds coming in from the north. As you go overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping near 50 degrees. For Thursday, nice sunny weather with temperatures near 72 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Burke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
66 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Job openings in the U.S. barely changed in February. The Labor Department has reported that employers posted 8.76 million job vacancies, which is up modestly from the 8.75 million in January. Job layoffs ticked up as well from February to January. The number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence they can find better pay or working conditions elsewhere, rose modestly to 3.5 million. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company has announced all its workers are safe after a massive earthquake in Taiwan collapsed buildings and prompted tsunami advisories. A TSMC spokesperson said work will resume after further inspections of the work sites and evaluations of the earthquake's full impact are complete. Shares of TSMC fell 1%. Futures are slightly lower after a rough start to the second quarter this week. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 396. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I never felt too good, but in this world.
All right, I have a judgment call question for you. This is going to be a, you decide whether Andrew's right or wrong kind of question. So, as you have no doubt heard or seen on the internet, Joe Maldonado, Passage, whatever, Joe Exotic, Tiger King, is incarcerated in Santa Rosa County Jail, the county jail. We talked to Bob Johnson about this the other day briefly. And let me tell you a little bit of backstory on all this. I got an email purporting to be from him, 3 days ago? I think it was on Saturday. Hey, I'd love to call into your radio show tomorrow. Can we schedule a time? What's convenient for you? I'm like, well, first of all, no, I'm not on Easter, but, I'm like, I didn't really thought I'm not going to do anything with that. It's probably not even legitimate anyway. And then became sort of obvious that he was reaching out to all of the local media, and you saw several outlets interview him in various degrees. And the more I thought about it, because my first impulse was, well, that'd be a fun interview if I knew it was for real. People would be interested. Tiger King was super popular back in the day. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, yeah, I don't think I want to do an interview with him because he did get convicted of a felony, right? Like, he did get convicted of trying to hire a couple of guys to go kill Carol Baskin, his, nemesis or whatever in the show. She was the, the preserve operator, and he was the, the for sale tiger performers operator, right? And some other things, but that's the big one, That's the main one, is the hiring of a couple of people to go kill her, right? That's the conviction. And the more I thought about it, the more I decided, I'm just not really in the habit of interviewing people who have been convicted for trying to kill other people. Even if they're famous, even if they're charming and entertaining and diverting. And so I decided, I'm just not going to do this. And then I started to see that other people have made a different decision. And if this comes off feeling kind of judgmental towards them, that's not what I'm saying, because I almost did. But sometimes you just, you mull a thing over for a little while and you come to a different conclusion. And I came to the conclusion that, no, I'm not giving my airtime to somebody that, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson called a thug. Because I kind of stand for law and order. And we kind of honor the law around here. And we spend a lot of time interviewing the sheriffs and police chiefs and law enforcement in general. And it didn't seem to me like that would be much of a fit with our tone for this show or the general philosophy I have of, when people are felons, you don't give them publicity. You don't give them a platform. You don't give them airtime to say whatever it is that they're going to say. So what do you think? 437-1620. Was I right for not granting him his interview request? Or I'm sure it would have been popular. I'm sure. And probably most people, very few people would have thought I was being some kind of a hypocrite on my values for interviewing a felon and giving him notoriety and publicity. But that's what I thought I would be. I decided that for me, it would be hypocritical. I decided that for me, it would be inappropriate. And so I decided to pass. And again, other people can make whatever choices they're going to make. I just know where I stand on this stuff. So what do you think? 437-1620. Do you wish I had? Well, Andrew, you're the kind of person that we would have wanted to hear at the interview. You know, I want to hear what you... Honestly, I don't even know what I would ask him. And I sometimes pass on interviews for that reason. I have had interviews offered to me for from people who I'm like, yeah, what, why? You know, what would I do there? And I think this would be one of those things. I mean, the guy's clearly very charming and likable and engaging. And, I mean, he's captivating. He's a star quality kind of person. And I just thought, yeah, no. I just don't think we're going to do that. Your text on this in just a second. The question, should I have had Joe Exotic on the Pensacola Morning News? Because he did offer. And clearly, based on you've seen other media sources, he's available and willing to do interviews because he loves the press, the access to it. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways right now. No accidents reported by FHP. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. No major slowdowns there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace. Accident free. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in good. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you need plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, or heating work done, call Pete and they'll take care of you. They'll do it right the first time. They'll stand by their product, 100% satisfaction guarantee, professional, show up on time, do good work, and, of course, great prices. You know, they have been expanding recently all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Mobile. I mean, last year it was to Baldwin County, and then they've expanded to Mobile more recently. So they are expanding dramatically and taking care of people everywhere in the central time zone. Now serving Mobile, Tallahassee, and right now the special for April is you get $250 off an indoor air quality system through the entire month as we start to get into the heat. You can find a way to cool yourself down. Peden, PEADEN.com. 437-1620. It's my phone number. The question of the moment was, should I have had Joe Exotic on the show? He offered. I didn't even answer. I just didn't send anything back. I just decided I wasn't going to do it. But obviously other people have made different choices. Somebody says, rule of thumb, don't reward bad behavior. News outlets do, but no. Agreed. Yeah. Somebody says, made the right decision. You're giving them too much time now. Move on. Fair enough. I mean, I am kind of talking about him without talking about him, right? Andrew, listeners expect a higher degree of class. You made the right decision. Somebody says, correct decision. I'm actually surprised that more techs aren't disagreeing with me that from a news perspective, it's better to hear all sides. Because I actually do believe in that. And, you know, perhaps I would have interviewed him had it been available before the trial and the conviction. Maybe then it would have made more sense. Somebody says, ethically, I think you made the right call. No matter how entertaining, applies sticking to your principles. Somebody says, it's a people's show. Interview him. There you go. That's what I was kind of hoping. I was hoping somebody would disagree with me. I mean, I figured somebody would. Somebody says, no, you're right. I would have no interest in what that felon has to say. It's your show. You have the right and the authority to interview whoever you want. I've never seen the reason why the Tiger King was so popular in the first place. Oh, the show was terribly engaging. I mean, it really was. It was quite an entertaining show. Somebody says, let's see, 437-1620. I feel like he's only doing it for the money. I didn't even watch what he had to say on Channel 3. Our news partners, by the way, they obviously disagree with me in this judgment. So did the PNJ. They interviewed him, too. Editorial standards matter. Good call. If there was some reason that made sense, sure. But what that reason would be, I don't know. Somebody says, free Joe Exotic. He got all of us through 2020. We all discovered Netflix. I agree with you, Andrew. It doesn't fit with the show's values and support for the sheriff's office and the police department. You're right. I would have not listened if you had had him on. Oh, see, that's the other thing. I think some people probably would have. You would have jumped the shark. Would you interview OJ? If yes, and interview Joe Exotic. No, I wouldn't interview OJ. Ugh. No, thank you. Pass. No, thanks for upholding your values. I'm glad you give a platform to a narcissist. I'm not sure which way that goes. Made a good decision. Would have been a weird, funny interview. See, that's true. It would have been, I think, probably entertaining. Your show, your choice. I feel like you're smart enough to interview him without glorifying him, though. That's a fine line to walk, though. Right decision. Somebody says he is incredible and no value added to the show. All right, well, so the consensus, I would call it 90-10, is right choice, I wasn't going to even talk about it at all, but then, you know, I saw other people doing it, and I thought, eh. It seems like an opportunity to talk about how you make these choices, because we live in a world where it's very tempting to do the thing that people are going to click on. It is. And sometimes there's news value in doing the thing that people are going to click on. But it's, I don't know. I take a different approach. You know, I think in a world full of inflammatory, incendiary, get you worked up and angry and hyped up, there's good space to be not that. To be maybe even sometimes de-escalatory. You know, to try to explain both sides and to try to look at what other people might think in a generous way rather than a sarcastic way. Oh, I do the other two. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like I do it right all the time. And I fail and I, you know, violate my own principles and, you know, we all make mistakes. But this was one of those cases where the more I thought about it, the more I thought, yeah, I'm just not going to give airtime to a convicted felon, particularly, you know, somebody who's a felon maybe under other circumstances, but the felony of trying to have a fellow human being murdered? No, I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Your reputation precedes you.
Thank you, sir.
Wasn't a compliment.
Young bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well.
Good morning, 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and don't really expect very much weather this morning, except in the southern portion of Santa Rosa County, you're still seeing some overcast rain. News Radio ThreatNet radar is still showing the trailing effects of the storms that passed through overnight. We're kind of getting the very side noise from these things. It may be a little bit in like Perdido or southern Pensacola, you know, but it's mostly shifting toward the east. So kind of like Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Navarre, and then, you know, Okaloosa, Walton County, all that. The real hard weather is much east of us, Tallahassee, Panama City, that kind of area. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A magnitude 7.4 earthquake off Taiwan's eastern coast has led to more than half a dozen confirmed deaths and lots of injuries today. The U.S. Geological Survey says that earthquake hit Wednesday morning local time in Taiwan. It's the strongest quake to hit there in 25 years. A federal appeals court today hearing arguments over the Texas immigration law that would give the state the power to arrest migrants suspected of crossing into the country illegally. The court last month had continued to block on enforcing the law while the litigation continues. And a top Federal Reserve official saying there probably won't be an interest rate cut anytime soon. Cleveland's Federal Reserve President Loretta Mester says she would not support a cut at the Fed's May meeting. She says they don't have enough data to determine whether inflation is headed back down to its 2% target for sure.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing any major issues on our roadways this morning. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Seeing our normal morning slowdown westbound as you get into Tiger Point, going up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. And seeing a little bit of slowdown eastbound coming out of Navarre on 98 there, getting by the Walmart, headed up toward Windhaven. But really not too bad this time of morning. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 south through Cantonment, no issues there, and we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Also, Lily and Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all clear. If you see anything out there slowing you down on the roadways, you can always let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got a home to buy or sell, or, you know, you're like for the very first time, and I always think about the first timers because I remember what it was like to buy a home for the first time, and, you know, it was scary, and it was, you know, things I would do differently in retrospect. But, you know, our realtor was okay. But, you know, Christina Leavenworth, who I know personally for a long time, is fabulous. And I wish I could go back in time and have her handle buys, sells, all of the stuff, because she is so good at this. She understands the market. There's a reason that she and her folks at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year. And if you want somebody who's going to help you understand that process, especially that very first time when it's all new and scary, she'll do that. She'll help you ask the right questions. Like, you know, for example, you're buying on a, you know, you're thinking about buying on a street that looks like a dead end. Is it really a dead end? What's behind that stuff? What might get developed? We know that happens these days a lot. People don't think about it. Well, she'll help you think about that stuff. Why? Because she's good. Because she knows what she's doing. Okay. 723-9158. Sit down and talk with her and see what Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty can do for you. A couple of big things coming up, going on, happening, so to speak. One is Men Who Cook. God, I love Men Who Cook. We cook every year. My son and I cook for Men Who Cook. And it is not because we're in it, but it is my favorite eating event. Like, because as a chef, you get to go eat everybody else's food, too. And, oh, it's so good. Anyway, tickets are on sale now for the 11th annual Men Who Cook. It's 2.5 weeks out, or 1.5 week out, Sunday, April 14th at Wahoo Stadium. And you got to buy tickets in advance because it always sells out, okay? 30 non-professional male chefs and also some, I think, professionals this year are in it as well. We have different categories. So Pace Center for Girls, great charity that all the proceeds benefit. Get tickets or be a sponsor at newsradio923.com. We also have the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt for children 10 and under, Saturday, April 6th. So this Saturday in Museum Plaza, downtown Pensacola. Free event, fun for the whole family. Registration starts at 11:30. And that's always been at Bayview Park in the past. I think this is the first year they're doing it at, maybe they've done it one year before, but always at Bayview. So this is a more central location and, you know, a really fun place to do it. All families in attendance will receive free lunch of hot dogs, chips, fruit, snow cones, Coke products, water, prize drawings. There's a lot of prizes that get given away at this thing. So, again, that is this Saturday, the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt at Museum Plaza, not at Bayview Park. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for little prediction game, what's going to happen in the future. I just totally forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, will the NCAA start requiring people to be present for the national anthem, like the over the LSU girls not being present?
I think they will.
I do not think they will. We can talk about that coming up. will any of the attention given to Joe Exotic pay off for him in terms of finances or getting out of jail?
No,
nothing whatsoever. Will the Navy continue down the path of delaying aircraft carrier construction while China is growing more aircraft carriers? Are we really going to go down this path?
It looks like it.
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
What are you doing? There's literally, this is the thing that we need the most of to handle a variety of threats. Did you not see what happened in Israel when, you know, we put two carriers in. Things calmed down. You know, carriers in the South China Sea.
Ugh. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.